Okay, next we have erythrokeratodermos. So as the name shows, it's a clinical entity which is characterized by erythema and hyperkeratosis. Or the mode of inheritance of the erythrokeratoderma is autosomal dominant. However, autosomal recessive inheritance has also been reported. The main gene defect is the GG gap junction B3, which is abbreviated as GJB3, and gap junction B4, which encodes for the connexin 30 and 31. These connexin are the aqueous intercellular channels, which are present in almost all of the tissues of the body, including the skin, nervous tissue, muscles, heart. So it is clinically characterized by the development of polycyclic migratory plaques having erythema and hyperkeratosis. It is divided into two types depending upon the duration of which these plaques are present. One is transient and the other is fixed. The fixed type of these plaques having erythema and hyperkeratosis are present on the extensor surfaces of the limbs, lateral side of the trunk and the buttocks. However, the other is a transient type of these plaques having erythema, hyperkeratosis, but these are smaller lesions. These are present in the form of macules, which can occur at any part of the body. The onset of the disease is usually during the infancy. The other name for erythrokeratoderma variabilis, we just discussed here, the erythrokeratoderma variabilis is the Mendes-DeCosta syndrome.